you for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hello, everyone. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today we're going to continue our discussion of what is important when you're simplifying your life. So continuing our list of things to help you simplify and become sort of a minimalist is your words. Use fewer words. Isn't this interesting? But keeping your speech plain and honest, mean what you say, avoiding gossip. Well, Gandhi said, speak if it only approves upon the silence. Wise words for sure. Simplifying your words will help you in interviews, business meetings, and your relationships if you're able to just get to the point. Your artificial ingredients. Food is obviously a huge part of our lives, so aim to avoid refined grains, high fructose corn syrup. Avoid too much sugar. Focus on good foods, and these will improve your energy levels and your overall health. Now, this kind of simplification will also help bring your loved ones together. When you put focus on good foods, you may start to cook more, and home cooking brings the whole family together, and maybe you'll start eating together more as a family. So some things to think about, maybe a chain reaction when it comes to cutting out the garbage that you're eating. How about this next one? Your screen time. So focusing your attention on television, movies, video games, and social media affects your life a lot more than you may think it does. Media rearranges your values. It begins to dominate your life, and it has a really profound effect on your attitude and your outlook in life. So like I mentioned yesterday, negative thoughts can creep in while consuming too much media. So when you're on a constant diet of media, you don't notice how much this is impacting you. The only way to fully appreciate its influence in your life is to turn it off for a while. Just sort of see how it feels. Also, another thing you can simplify are your connections in the world. Relationships with others are obviously great, but constant streams of distraction are bad. So learn when to power off the phone, log off of Facebook, step away from the texting, don't text or email. Focus on the important, not the urgent. So rather than texting your friend back about a new funny, you know, video or something that you just popped into your head, set your phone aside and focus on your spouse and your kids or a new hobby. Just step away from all the connections and unplug for a little while. Lastly, simplify your multitasking. Do you ever feel like you're good at multitasking? Is anybody really good at multitasking? You may want to reevaluate the quality of life when multitasking. Research indicates that it increases stress and lowers productivity. While single tasking is becoming a lost art, try to learn it. Handle one task at a time. Do it well. And when it's complete, then move on to the next. So simplifying your life will bless it in all kinds of ways. And you can, in turn, live wholeheartedly and put your heart and your soul into what you're doing in the present moment rather than having all of these distractions going on all around you. Well, was there a day when you felt you lived completely, wholeheartedly? Why was it different than other days? Where were you and what were you doing? We want to hear about it. You can tweet us. Our handle is Mormon Channel, and use the hashtag Where I Am. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.